Yes.
Do you know how often the president does nothing or pocket vetoes a bill?
Well, we have not pocket vetoed.
Before giving his speech in the library of Oakstead Elementary, Biden met with a class of fifth graders. Most of their questions had nothing to do with politics, but he said seeing all of these kids is a reminder that America needs to do better for its children.
300,000 teachers have lost their jobs since 2008. Now, that's bad for the teachers in terms of being able to make a living, but it's devastating for our children. 300,000 fewer teachers in the classroom.
Biden said there has been a $1.7 million growth in the private sector, and that doesn't seem fair when so many government employees are losing their jobs.
This is an emergency. Not only does it have an impact in a macroeconomic sense on the economy when you have 200,000 fewer people working, getting a paycheck, when you have 10,000 fewer firefighters, when you have 18,000 fewer police officers, that all has impact on the economy of your town, of your city. It means fewer haircuts, fewer trips to the restaurant, fewer times that you take your kid to a movie, fewer times that you gas the automobile up, fewer times and fewer and fewer and fewer.
The students Biden visited learn every day in a portable classroom. Oakstead Elementary was built 6 years ago to accommodate 700 students. Their student body has now grown to over 1,000. At 25 students, it was the largest class in the school and also in violation of Florida's class size amendment, which sets the maximum at 22. Jeff Morgenstein, supervisor of communications for Pasco County Schools, said it's not as uncommon as it should be.
So our principals are doing their best to make sure that they balance the numbers across classrooms, but also we have to realize that kids don't show up at a school in neat numbers of by grade level. So sometimes there may be a handful of numbers that are higher in different grade levels. That doesn't permit a principal to be able to have an entire new teacher at a particular grade. So they have to distribute the students evenly in the best interests of the kids and what they need for their learning. And sometimes that'll push those caps from the class size amendment.
Mark Brown is a fifth grade student whose classroom is also located in a portable. Brown said he watches the news every night and enjoys learning about politics.
I listen to this and it's so cool because, I mean, just listening to politics and I follow the election. If I could vote, I still would, but I can't. But I look at the election. Sometimes I think of my opinion and I can give my own opinion. I just can't vote it. But I really, that's how I got interested in politics. It's a lot of fun.
Some teachers who lost their jobs were invited to Biden's speech. Susan Steiner was laid off from River Ridge High School last year. She managed to find a job in August, but was laid off again last Friday. She supports Obama's jobs plan because it could put people like her back into the classroom.
What he was saying, the amount of money that he would come to Pasco County, that would cover the deficit plus more, so they would be able to put teachers back into the classrooms, which I think is very important.
And Morgenstein from Pasco County Schools agreed. He said funding cuts have taken many opportunities out of the classroom, and it gets worse each year.
Something like this can offer us additional funds to make up for losses we've experienced in the past, and it'll allow us to hire back people that we've lost. We've had to terminate over 500 positions in our school district during the past year. A lot of that's due to the changes in the economy and what that means for funding for our schools. We've had to cut back on some of our programs, like media and tech specialists, our arts programs, music programs, physical education. We have people sharing or split between schools. We'd like to go back to where we can have that full amount of service to our students at the highest level possible.
President Obama gave a similar speech in Texas. The events were planned in coordination with the release of a report that said the 400,000 jobs accounted for 280,000 saved jobs in the future. Both Biden and Obama are pushing for its speedy passage. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Land O'Lakes.